Welcome to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson, where we decode the cultural signals, platform shifts, and digital trends that drive attention and conversion. I'm Greg, professor, serial entrepreneur, and marketing strategist, and each episode I share insights and cultural playbooks to help you win in the attention economy. Today's show is called How Comments Became the New Cultural Research Lab. Let's dive in. Most brands treat comments sections like spam folders, something to moderate, not mine for insights. But here's what they're missing. Comments are actually real-time cultural research labs revealing language shifts, emotional triggers, and unmet needs faster than any focus group could ever deliver. Today, I want to show you how to transform that comment noise into campaign gold. Think of comments as cultural seismographs. They detect shifts in our collective consciousness 3 to 6 months before they hit mainstream media. New slang emerges in comments first. Emerging concerns bubble up through frustrated replies. Changing values show up in the language people use to defend or attack ideas. When you start looking for recurring phrases, emotional intensity spikes, and generational language gaps, you're essentially predicting which messaging will resonate before you spend a single dollar testing it. But here's where it gets strategic. I use what I call the objection mining framework. Map every comment objection into three buckets: practical concerns like price and features, emotional triggers like fear and status anxiety, and cultural tensions around values and identity. That third bucket is where most brands miss the mark. Cultural objections reveal positioning opportunities your competitors aren't even aware of. Use this intelligence to create content that addresses the unstated concerns before they become deal breakers. Comments also reveal something fascinating: micro-communities within your broader audience. These form around shared interests, problems, or identities. You can identify them by tracking who replies to whom and what topics generate the most passionate engagement. Once you spot these micro-communities, create targeted content using their specific language and addressing their unique concerns. Let me give you a real-world example. Glossier built their billion-dollar brand by treating Instagram comments as product development meetings. They discovered customers wanted what they called no-makeup makeup, not through expensive surveys, but through analyzing comment sentiment and language patterns. This single insight drove their entire product line and messaging strategy. Even today, they launch products based on what their comment sections are telling them. Here's your homework. Pick your top-performing post from last month. Read every single comment and note recurring phrases, emotional tone, and unaddressed questions. Use these insights to inform your next campaign's messaging and targeting. Remember, comments aren't just feedback. They're real-time cultural intelligence that most brands completely ignore. The brands winning today don't just listen to comments. They let comments guide their cultural positioning. When you move at the speed of culture, comments become your competitive advantage. Thanks for listening to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found value here, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more marketers capture attention and drive growth. Stop guessing. Turn cultural noise into campaigns that convert with the Cultural Intelligence Report.